really
drank a lot.
And then you might ask me, how much have you
drunk?
If dinner were on the table and the family was standing around waiting to begin, and you didn't want them to keep on standing, you'd say, well, just go ahead and
sit down.
And then you'd say they went ahead and
sat.
And then everybody has already still
sat.
If you
they're still feeding.
if you wanted somebody, this is so different to do with you than to do with an older person. If you wanted somebody not to wait until the potatoes or something were passed around again, you'd say, well, just go ahead and
start eating.
Okay. And if you want them to take out some, you might say, go ahead and, let me see if you know this. Do you ever use the expression, help yourself?
Sure. Mm-hmm. You'd help
say,
yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
So if he did, you'd say he went ahead and, using help,
helped himself.
Right. And then you'd say he had already
helped himself.
If you decided not to eat something, if somebody passed it to you, you might say, well, no, thank you. I don't
care for any.
If food's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say it's been
warmed over.
Are warmed overs and leftovers the same to you? Or do you ever use leftovers?
They would be the same to me.
Okay. When you begin to eat something, you put food in your mouth and then you start to
chew.
Peas and beets and things like that come. Peas and beets.
Vegetables.
And carrots, sure. Now, a little plot near your house where you might grow vegetables.
Garden.
Okay. If you were talking about, this is something you'd have at breakfast. It's corn, and it's ground up, it's white.
Grits. Remember that from Scarlett O'Hara? Gone with the Wind.
Do they eat grits around here?
No.
Do you know
they
eat grits around here? Really,
no.
Really, they didn't eat grits where I came from either. I remember first time I went to undergraduate school.
Now, I think grits are in Alabama and Georgia,
yeah,
and Mississippi.
Well, I grew up in North Georgia, and they don't have them there, so they're down in the southern parts of the states. Because
yeah.
I went to undergraduate school at Auburn, which is down near Montgomery. That's the first time I'd ever seen it.
Because Gone with the Wind, you know, grits was talked about a lot, and
yeah,
that was in Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, that's down in the southern.
Uh-huh.
How about hominy? Do you know what that is?
Yes. I like hominy.
Oh, you do know hominy.
Yes.
Now, what's the difference in hominy and grits? Hominy is
I don't know how hominy is made, but it's a corn.
It's corn.
Bigger.
Bigger.
It's
okay.
Right. Uh-huh.
Now, something else, another kind of starch that you might eat that's a grain.
What? Okay, take it back in there.
A grain that they raise it a lot around Arkansas. They may even have it around
rice.
Yes. Do you know a name for cheap whiskey? Any name for that? You ever heard
moonshine?
Moonshine, okay.
Rot gut.
Rot
gut. Another one too. Boy, turn that off, please.
Would, he can look at the picture if you would. He could even have it on a little look. Would moonshine have to be homemade?
I would think of it in terms of being homemade.
Okay, when something's cooking and it makes a really good impression on your nostrils, you come in, you might say to somebody, just... If you wanted that other person to also take a whiff of it, you'd say,
just smell.
Okay. And would you say smell of it or just smell it? Which sounds normal to you?
Smell of it.
Smell of it.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that's made out of sorghum is called
molasses.
Right. And the stuff that you pour over your pancakes would be called
syrup.
Now, what would be the difference between molasses and syrup? Which is thicker?
Molasses are thicker.
Okay.